welcome to Equality. Equality is a show where we're going to show everyone respect. We're going to hear their sides. If we can, we could compromise. If not, we're going to agree to disagree. I'm one of your hosts, Christopher Harris, and welcome to a new experience. I'll go further along with what equality is all about as we go further along with the shows. Next up.
My name is Anderson.
This is Sean.
This is Mike Signora.
And Mike.
And Mike, a little pushover from our previous show. Now, for those that are interested and wondering what happened to We Could Be Wrong, well, unfortunately, we were wrong too many times. There were too many fights over stupidness, too many stubbornness, and too many people coming into the conversation saying, my way is the right way. You either follow me or don't go anywhere. And that was the issue. This show is to bridge a communication between those that are from two different camps or many different camps, especially in this country called America. Now, guys, welcome back. We see Sean. Sean's back from a little hiatus. Sean will work with his own show about what his path is. We have a new panelist, Mahmoud. Is that cool? Did I pronounce it properly?
Yeah, Mahmoud.
Good. So, the audience, please write in. You can still write in at mysakeproductions@gmail.com. That's mysakeproductions@gmail.com. We'll also have a newer, simpler email address in time to come. So, and Anderson and Mike are all back here. Again, the door's always open for anyone that has different political views than us. I believe a majority of us is neutral or independent or moderate, but let me not speak for everyone. I know that I find myself to be an independent moderate, but that could be challenged. And for those who come with a little bit more conservative slant, you're more than welcome to come to our show. Guys, is there anything you want to say to the audience before we begin? Please begin now.
Come out at us with open arms and give us this front foot. Walk up with us. Listen to what we say. If you like what you like, if what we say, listen to us. If you don't, tell us what you don't like. We're open to feedback.
Absolutely.
Love to have feedback.
Yeah, please.
I would like to say hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies.
I think we all like to say hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. No, not all of us. I would like to say, hello, female listeners. It's a pleasure. I'm a married man, and I enjoy that. I enjoy having you listening to the show. That's what I'd like to say. Okay, go on. Sean, were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I just said no. It's good to be back and talking with you guys again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Okay. Topic, guys. Since we haven't been gone. During our new show, I would like to talk about Mitt Romney. Is anyone aware of what Mitt Romney said last week?
Which thing? He said a lot of stuff.
What he said? Well, what do you think is the most important thing he said last week?
That he's retired.
Let me go there. Okay.
Because he does it. He feels that people are too old for public
office.
There we
go. There we go. Enlighten us a little bit more with some of what your thoughts were on that.
Well, he gave an age. Honestly, don't remember what it was, but me and my wife have talked a lot about this, and we kind of agree. I think there should be certain limits on when people can be elected to office. I mean, we put junior limits on how old they have to be a president, but we don't put how old they can be. And I mean, I think all of us can look on both sides of the aisle and find people that are just out of touch with society, and they're actually leading our country.
That's a fair point. He stated something along the lines of let the next generation lead and give their thoughts. And it's difficult to do that when, one, the next generation doesn't act upon it or doesn't have the room to move forward when the positions are being taken up.
True.
Well, it's a free and fair election. If the young people wanted a young person in there, they better get off their butts and make sure they get them elected, right?
Yeah, the presidential candidacy, you're eligible to start off at 35 years old.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to push back to what Mike Gen said. You said it is a free election. If young people want a young people, are you saying if young people want a young people in office, they would vote young people in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
Mike, I want to go back to
that was part of his message, was that it's time for younger people to step up. I want to encourage younger people to step up and get involved and start, looking at the issues that affect you as younger people more than they affect baby boomers. And he talked about the environment. He talked about immigration. He talked about the budget. He talked, there were four things. I forget the last one. But clearly his message was, yeah, we need, I want to encourage young people to start becoming more involved in their government in an active way.
what do you think is stopping young people from being involved in their government in an active way?
Me or
Yeah.
anybody?
You.
Probably just unawareness, not having the time, too busy with their own lives.
Those are all fair
Feeling of
points.
hope, feeling hopelessness, feeling that, hey, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference anyway. It's going to be the same old crap no matter what. So why even bother? I think all of that comes in there, Chris. Money.
There we go.
Yeah.
Money. If I was
What
to
do you mean?
run for, go
You mean as a
ahead.
candidate needing money? Is that what you
Right.
mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 110%. There's so much bullshit that's going to prevent me from even getting my name out there to my, I mean, but within a city, within a city as a city councilman, getting my name out there door to door.
How
There's,
about
you know, oh, go ahead, I'm
publicly
sorry.
funded elections?
Yeah, we agree with that.
Well,
Every candidate
maybe,
gets the same
maybe.
amount of money.
Well, once you become a viable candidate, a legitimate viable candidate at some point, then yes, every candidate would get a certain amount of money to help toward the campaign. And the point is to neutralize the economic advantage that rich people have over
Disparity.
somebody that's poor. Yeah.
Well, the question I have,
Disparity.
Mike, for you is, do you think there should be upper age limits?
It's tricky. That's real tough. That's a tough
I
one.
know it is. I know. But I
Yeah,
mean,
that's a tough one.
someone like Dianne Feinstein, who's been a candidate in California, and it's all name recognition is why she keeps getting elected, because everyone
Yeah.
knows her. I mean, should she be in the Senate?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings because again, it depends on the person to a degree. But I'm with Mitt Romney. He said it exactly right. At my age, now I don't see myself as being at the top of my game at my age, so that I could do the things that need to be done to run to be an effective senator or representative for the people. So leave it to a younger person. It's a younger person's game. So I that's my con that's what I agree with. But that doesn't mean, that th there's not a 75-year-old out there that's sharper as a whip and really with it and way better leader than some bozo that is 28 that just wants to be powerful and get a lot of money.
I think the problem right now is actually to get younger people involved is that we're not teaching political negative and positives if you're involved in our schools. Because a lot of the kids or a lot of people that are younger care less about politics. And you see it all the time because they don't go out to vote.
Yeah. And that's true in most countries, I believe. It's still fairly common.
Yeah, until they start realizing, hey, you know what, if I don't vote this person in that doesn't believe in my beliefs, that can stop me from doing this or that, then they'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, gay rights and
There's
whatever
also
their
more of
cause.
like an
What was
unrealistic
that again?
goal. It was more of an unrealistic goal growing up to
Yeah.
look at the job field and be told you can go anywhere you want, but for the political party, you need to at least have a lot of money, or it was a few people that would actually choose to go into that field. So it was
I don't
unlikely
know.
that you would do it as well.
Well, I don't know about you, but they never taught us. They never thought that in school at all about, you know, joining politics. I didn't hear one word of that growing up.
I don't think it was.
At least in my school district.
Aren't most of them lawyers already, too? And right. I think most of them are, correct?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That so seems to be the occupation of choice.
Right. Which means
you don't have to go to law school to be a congressman, senator, or even president.
But most of them are.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that never was.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, but he had money.
Yeah.
Though. George W. Bush, he had money though.
He had money yeah. as well. But he went to where? He went to a prestigious college as well.
He went to Yale, yeah. But he didn't go to Yale because he was the brainiac, you know what I'm saying? He went to Yale because he's part of the Bush family.
Senior or junior we talking about?
Junior. W. Okay. Not H.
W.
Some other factors to for the younger generation not to want to run is one, a little bit of selfishness. I would like to be selfish enough to live freely
and what do you mean?
Pursue my own wants and freedoms. If I choose to run for candidacy and be a president or any senator, as if I was eligible, that is a duty that I'm doing. It is more than myself.
It's I'm going to call bullshit that on that.
At least that is how that. I would view it. Maybe not everybody.
Okay. Well, let me tell you why I'm pushing back on you. Because, you know, there was the congresswoman out of Colorado, Lauren Boebert, okay, who she is a congresswoman, but she's out there doing whatever she's going to do and acting the way she wants to act. Our own previous president does whatever he wants to do, says whatever he wants to do and act. There was a time, I'll say, let me ask Mike, because Mike is older. Mike, when did you start seeing the change of the prestigiousness of office?
You mean just the emphasis on respect for the president?
Yes.
Respect for the position of the president?
Not only for respect of the president, respect of just any office. When like you had to have a clean, like you had to be like, what's like squeaky clean before you could even consider being.
It's hard to say. Probably right around Bush and Obama, right in that area there, I would guess. That's Sean. Sean's about as old as I am. And, you know, what do you think, Sean? That's when I saw it starting to really change.
I think things definitely changed as far as how politics looked at the individuals, in my opinion. I mean, we used to have respect across the aisle and respected everybody, all politicians. And that, I agree with Mike, is that's definitely changed. They no longer have, that we don't show respect for the other party anymore.
When did that start?
I think around, right, somewhere around Bush.
Okay. Yeah. I personally think it started earlier. It started around the time of Newt Gingrich being Speaker of the House, that you really started seeing real mudslinging and people just calling out people on things that were hidden from around 94.
Okay.
Around 94. And I could go even earlier. I can't recall. I don't believe his name was Edwards. I'm not talking about
John the Edwards. One in the late. It was a John Edwards that ran. And he had to quit the election because of a scandal of some kind, as I recall.
Yes. Yeah. Where the tabloids were just.
It was about a woman, I think, as I recall. He was having an affair or something like that.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, and then people try to justify this to make their own, you know, men's, right? And it's around that time where, I'm fighting it right now, front runners, but okay.
What, it became more of a social aspect?
Yes.
Back and forth. Instead of a prestigious
area. It was, sorry, Gary Hart. That was before Edward. Oh, about the scandal.
Before Edward.
Yeah, that's right. This was in 1987. 1987. I think that's when it was, where people try to justify, well, what, you know, what people do in the privacy of their homes or their marriage is none of our business, but yet they wanted to justify it, which then sort of set the precedent of, well, you know, that's none of your business or whatnot. I think it started there. And let me now take it right back to Mike S. And where I say, you know, that's bullshit, man, because it's not that youth is like, oh, you know, I want to be selfish or that. No, it's just the thing is, you know, I almost lost my train of thought. The idea is that it's, you could still be free, you know, and run for office with all these barriers being broken. Now it's how we want to sort of move forward with it. I am a flawed individual. I have an ideology, and I want to attempt to reach point A or point B or point C. Because now, especially with social media, especially with technology, like supercomputers being in our pockets, there's no hiding any dirt that you might have personally. Does that make sense, or did I lose everyone? Because I said a lot of words.
No. I see what you're saying, but I think we view the role differently.
Okay.
I don't think as an individual going into office that you should bring your own responsibilities and your own values. You should look at the system in totality and see the benefits and negatives and see what changes can be improved. It's not my own personal views of improvement. It's how to improve the system as a unit. You know, mm-hmm. Analyze it as a machine and see, okay, this is the factors. These are the sections that we are lacking on. These are what's working properly. Keep these properly moving and these ones differently. If I bring my own agenda into it, I'm not even focusing on the problems that we already have.
Well, okay, there's a difference to me, in my mind, there's a difference between bringing in your own agenda and having your own values. That, to me, those are miles and miles apart. Having an agenda is, look, this is the way I see it. This is the way I'm going to do it, da, 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 da. Having your own values is, okay, this is what I stand for. This is what, when I vote, it's going to be on those values. Where I see the problem today is they say one thing or they act like they have these values and vote completely different. So I want to know what their values are. I want to know what they believe in. I want to know what their values are. For example, about immigration. What are your values on immigration? Okay, because if your values are such that are aligned with mine, then maybe you would represent offering a bill on immigration, which is something we need to do. You know, if your values on immigration are, hey, you know what? We need immigrants. We should have open borders, and that's the law. And there should, you know, we should be allowing 3 to 5 million a year to come into our country. Those wouldn't be the values I would align with. That kind of thing. So I'm not. I hope you get what I'm saying, Mike. I'm saying a little bit different than what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and what I kind of took Mike is saying is that the time requirement is also different. You know, I mean,
yeah,
when you
that's
go into
what
politics,
I originally,
it's not,
yeah.
Oh my God, I'm just going to do it part time. It's a 24/7 job to do it correctly.
Well, it's a job. It's a job, right?
But it wasn't originally intended to be that way. That's not what
well,
we designed.
When
our country was founded.
When was it?
Our country was founded.
That was what, 200 years ago?
They haven't changed the Constitution.
But I mean, obviously it's changed, and the Constitution is a living document, right? It constantly adapts and change, correct?
It hasn't changed that much.
It's a job.
Well, again, maybe picking words. It wasn't intended to be an occupation.
Right.
Okay, and that's where I see it. See, that's where I see it is right now, people are getting into politics as early as they can because it's an occupation that's going to make them money and power. And that's not the intent of what being in politics, in my mind, is all about.
Right.
Okay. And that's where, you know, I'll push a third party. One of the pins of a third party for me would be, hey, we're going to term limit ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. you got three shots. You got three terms. After that, you know, the only way, well, let's just keep it simple. You got three terms, you know, and some people would look at that like part of what the guy from Utah, I lost his head, the senator, Mitt, part of what Mitt was talking about is, you know, you got to keep in mind as a new, as a freshman senator, you don't have any power because you're not going to be on any of the better committees and so on. So part of the system is built in such a way that, okay, if you get reelected for a second term, well, you've been around a while. We're going to put you in this committee and this committee and this committee, which are more powerful, make more decisions, have more say in what, in getting things done. You know, maybe that's part of what has to be changed in the system.
Perfect. That's what I want to get to, because I want to bring it back around, you know. Okay, Anderson says, well, shit, as a young person in school, no one taught me how that I could even get into politics. Is that right, Anderson? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Must be.
Must be. Okay.
Yeah, and then, along the lines of that.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, my bad, guys.
Well, okay, so...
You're correct. You're correct. No one taught me.
Okay.
Hey, you should be a politician. You know, you should be a doctor, a lawyer, a rapper, a football player, a basketball player.
Right. And then make money. And then Mike S. Well, shit. The thing is, politicians make money. And then Mike S. was saying, well, you know, for me to do that, I need to dedicate my life, which leads into what Sean and Mike N. were saying. Well, hey guys, you know, we have to understand that this idea was you go in, do what you believe you need to do to help your community and get out. So that kind of bleeds into that. And then I want to sort of bring it around to what some of my fellow friends said before, like, hey, these guys are so corrupt in politics, and they bring out current President Biden. You know, Biden was at one time the youngest ever congressman, and that's all he's ever done in his whole life. Which goes into what Mike and Sean were saying. Mike and Sean were saying, yeah, these guys, you know, got in as young as they could to make as much power and money as they possibly make. And that's what makes, you know, our brethren and sisterin from the other side get pissed off at the, you know, at the liberals, allegedly, because we somehow condone that. Like Sean was saying, both sides condone that. Like Mike said, you know, as a freshman congressman, you're shit. You need to focus on getting, you know, reelected because you only got 2 years here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other aspect that unfortunately is Pelosi's going to come along or whoever the head of this party is going to come along and say, hey, this is the way you're going to vote on this. Excuse me?
Yeah.
This is the way you're going to vote on this. We need a majority vote on this. This is the way you're going to vote. So I'm sure you must, you know, you're sitting there going, wow, I thought I was going to come in here and be an independent and really be able to represent my people and my interests for my people and do my own thing. But I'm clearly being told, hey, asshole, this is the way you're going to vote on this.
Well,
and unfortunately, I think that's real.
Well, so. It is real, Mike. And because look at Senator Sinema from Arizona. Right. Yeah. That was one of her reasons to leave the Democratic Party, correct?
I guess. I don't know.
Allegedly, it was. Her whole thing was, I don't want to be told what to do. This is what I need to do, what's best for my state. And that's one of the reasons why she turned independent. That mm-hmm. literally was one of the reasons, which mm-hmm. goes to what you were saying. Because I remember in our previous show, that was a whole major deal. I do want to say I agree with Mitt Romney, but I mean, what he put out there is great to hear, but I would have had him stay and rerun just to try to see if he can make a move in that on the inside. Because it doesn't fucking matter unless it changes right there within the Senate, within the Congress to make that happen. You disagree?
Yeah, I do. I disagree because he has to walk the walk. That's what he did. He talked the talk. Now he's saying, I'm retiring. I walk the walk.
He was pretty moderate on his votes, though.
But that's the power. No, I agree. But that's the power. The power, Chris, of what he's saying is, I'm doing it.
Well, then let's see if you and I could catch a compromise here, Mike. I'm trying to think of an analogy.
I have a compromise. a theoretical compromise. So with change, if you want the next coming generation to move forward, there needs to be, or there may possibly be, a left seat, right seat situation, to where the left seat is the old generation going out, the right seat is the new generation coming in, and you share the knowledge of experience from the left seat to the right seat of what was going on, what you saw, what's the fresh ideas coming on moving forward, how do you get them enacted? And then there's that transition to where now the right seat's comfortable being where it's at, the left seat can move off.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that a decent comparison?
Yeah.
Hard to enact, but I agree. I think it would be a great idea.
Yeah.
A junior and an older senator.
I feel like it doesn't fix, I mean, yeah, no, what you said was good. I just don't know how it was going to fix the problem. Because again, the problem is within the Senate and the Congress itself.
You would have some kind of two mirror situation to where, like,
yeah, but they're not doing, I mean, my whole argument was the guy should have ran again. Mike say no, he needs to walk the walk. If you're going to say it, do it. But that's like me saying, okay, well, I'll use doctors, okay? Doctors that are doctors now bitched and complained about the, 24-hour shifts, sleeping in cots in between patients. As a PA, Sean, I mean, how rough was your rotations and shit when you were getting your license?
To be honest with you, nowhere near as bad as the residents were. And the residents nowadays, they had put limits on how many hours they could work. When I was at Stanford, there was limited. They put hours. Okay, you cannot work more than, and this is fact, you cannot work more than 80 hours a week. I mean, that's ridiculous. They used to work more than 80 hours a week.
So that's what I'm trying to get to. It's like, you know, to those residents, to those young MDs, they have this situation and then they graduate and they're like, oh yeah, this was bad, we need to change it. And then no one fucking changed it, you know? And they knew the mistakes that could happen and how it injured patients. But that's what I'm saying. Like, someone needs to say, stop. I'm going to stop this now. I'm going to do a sit-in on the floor. I'm going to date. Something needs to happen. But we're so caught up. Let me now switch over because time is running out. Let me now switch over.
Hey, real quick, Chris. Real quick before you go off on that. They did do a sit-in. Those gentlemen from Kentucky over the gun rights, they did a sit-in.
Right.
And you saw people with them.
Well, they were punished, but yet they were voted back in by the people.
Yeah, which is great. Sucks that they had to be punished by the opposite party because they didn't believe in what they believed in.
Oh, no, you're talking about, the two Democrats that got kicked out. But only two of them got kicked out, right? Two black guys?
Not the white girl? Yeah.
Censured. Censured them.
Oh, excuse me, censured. You're right. Yeah. But they got re-voted back in, thank God.
Yeah, they both got voted back in, you know? Good. I mean, again, this is one of the sort of mission's goals of equality is to be that voice for the listeners, for the people to know and give them that knowledge. You know, I want to enact change. I want to see change and I want change now. You know, I really do. Let me sort of tie up the Mitt Romney thing. Mike, you're right. He does need to walk away. I liked what he said, and it really fucking sucks that when someone says finally something good for the country, they have to leave.
But their power is he's doing it voluntarily. He's not being pressured out. He's doing voluntarily. I'm stepping up and saying, hey, you know what? I think this is something that needs to catch on with other senators, other representatives throughout the country, that you don't just hang in there as long as you can just for the sake of hanging in there. Come on, you got to like, and again, I'll bring in what Mike said. Spend some time toward the end working on grooming the next leaders coming up. Let's get them groomed up. Let's leave a legacy of the next ones coming up rather than hanging on.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of transition.
Yeah.
Left seat, right seat. Liked it. Let's go into what I was bombarded with. Oh, shit. I mean, for 2 weeks straight. I really want a MAGMA person to come in. Like, I will step out and let them come in for a show or just to have some type of say, because one of the things was how excited they were that there was going to be an impeachment inquiry. I'm mispronouncing the word. Someone help me with my pronunciation, please.
Inquiry.
Okay. So, Mike N., can you please explain to the audience what that means for current President Biden? Because a lot of people don't know what the fuck that even means.
Well, it's just opening up an investigation. It's a formal opening up of an investigation into the behavior of a sitting president or anybody. You can impeach governor of a seated
attorney general official. Was impeached in Texas, Paxton,
or attempted. Yeah. And so that the committee then will determine if there's enough information to go to the next step to make a formal impeachment procedure. But at this stage, it's just in name only. Hey, we're going to open up an investigation to impeach the president.
But does it prove that Biden is corrupt and a criminal?
Well, no. Like anything else, there has to be an arraignment. The next step is an arraignment. People don't understand what an arraignment is. An arraignment is very important because, you know, you can't just say, okay, this guy did a bad thing. Let's bring him in front of the court. Okay, jury trial. An arraignment is the judge says, okay, let's determine if there's enough evidence to move forward. Because if there isn't enough evidence, then I'm sorry, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to waste the court's time and energy and money to go forward. So the arraignment, where they are now is to say, okay, we need to gather enough information to formally say, yes, we know A, B, C, D. We can prove A, B, C, D. Not say he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, but prove he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. That's an arraignment. Then the judge says, yes, there's substantial evidence to move forward. We're just at the let's see if we can figure stuff out phase right now.
Anderson.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Do you think former President Trump has a lot of baggage?
He has a lot of baggage.
Do you think people should vote for former President Trump as he runs for 2024?
Fuck no. That's a very strong fuck no. First of all,
okay.
Mm-hmm. He's running around lying that he won the election. Okay. He's just, oh my God, he's mad. He's gone mad. I mean, he said we're in the brink of World War II and that he beat Obama just the other day. So,
okay. Yeah. Let me get this straight. He said he was campaigning and won against former President Obama. He said we're on the brink of World War II.
Well, that right. The Biden is leading us to the brink of World War II.
World War II. Okay,
World War
III. You're
he
saying
said World
that...
War II. He said two, yes, Sean.
We already had World War II.
But
I know,
said.
But
exactly.
Hold on, hold on.
That's
but,
the point.
So you feel that these are major faux pas for former President Trump, correct? That's embarrassing, correct?
That's embarrassing. The documents, the videotape, him trying to steal more votes.
Him misspeaking on things, correct?
Excuse me?
Him, former President Trump, misspeaking on things on major rallies, correct?
Not misspeaking, lying. That's one, yeah. Well, misspeaking
okay,
is
one. Okay, and then lying is two?
Yeah.
Because he's been lying, right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, and plus the fact that he has these previous impeachments, he's indicted four times, and he just brings in a bunch of badness, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's three. Let's go for four. What about the involvement of his children and foreign companies? Would that be another reason why people shouldn't vote for him?
That is correct as well. How many billions did his in-law got, and how many copyrights did his daughter get through the presidency, okay. which you shouldn't be doing while working in the presidency okay. office.
Don't know how okay, you're going to avoid it, though, unfortunately.
Okay,
I have a controversial thought on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll get right to you.
Sorry, Chris.
Hold on, brother. I'll get right to you. Okay, so, Anderson, those are good reasons that people shouldn't consider voting for former President Trump, correct, Anderson?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Current President Biden has lied and been caught lying, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's one. Current President Biden, okay, does have baggage of his own, correct?
Yes, just like every other president, correct.
Current President Biden has a son that's benefited from his office, EFP, vice presidency, or some type of political office, correct?
That is correct, but...
What? Well, I'm not done, hold on.
But he doesn't work in the office, though. That's the difference.
He does not. He does not. We'll say 2.5.
Let's look at the lies, too.
Yeah, but most of the accusations, Chris, in fairness, came when Biden was the vice president, and that's the charge when he was in office.
I said form of political office. I'm
on your side here. I'm on your side.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just saying. I just want to be clear in case people are listening. Okay. Now, President Biden misspeaks a lot, correct?
Yes.
Will you be voting for Biden's re-election?
Yes, because I don't want Trump. Trump lost the last election. He attacked the Capitol, wanted to hang his boy Mike Pence. I mean, Biden do that?
But to have you on the show, to have you say this shit is so important for the show.
Because everybody is saying, voting for Biden.
Exactly. And the thing is, I want the other side to know, you could still have your convictions, but the thing is, Anderson's not running away from the show, is he?
Not running. And I don't get my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anderson's not calling me a racist either, right? Because there's been some people from the other side who's called some liberals pedophiles, okay?
Yeah.
But that's my point. My point is both candidates have a lot of baggage. Both candidates are as old as fuck. No disrespect for my elders. I respect you greatly. It's important you guys teach us. If we don't learn from the past, we repeat the same mistakes, okay? But I'm just saying... ask me, Sean. I'll clarify it.
I was just going to say, are you saying me and Mike make a lot of mistakes, and that's what you're learning from?
No.
You no, guys Chris, have we got lived it. Through.
We got okay, it. Okay. We okay. Got okay. It. Okay. Okay. We got okay. So, okay. So now let me go back to Mike S. Mike S. You had a controversial thought. Can you please go into that?
It was just towards one of the points, and regarding the business transactions of his children, I don't believe that. Any person, regardless of who they are, should be blamed for the actions of another unless they're associated in business together. If their business is tied together, then they're tied. But just because their sole relation is father and child, I'm not going to blame the actions of their child towards the parent. That's not equal. That's not fair in my sense of justice.
Unless you're sounding like a bleeding liberal here.
I'm just a free thinker.
No, that's not what that is at all. Well, Chris, you're trying to be fair about everything, but you stack up four things that you know that is easy to pick out for Trump and for Biden. You pick the category. Isn't this right? Isn't this right, Anderson? Well, yeah. Yes. Isn't this right? Well, yeah. Isn't this? Well, yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, then yeah. It must be the same for both sides. Well, yeah, it is the same for both sides. It's always been the same for both sides. You know, Trump kids benefited business financially when he was in office, when their dad was in office. You bet. Yeah. Hunter Biden benefited financially when his father was the vice president. You bet. You know, absolutely. There's no way around that. Sure. So that's just kind of the
okay,
same thing.
So
if you gave me those same four qualifications, I'd ruin your day because I would say, no, I'm not going to vote for Biden. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to vote for Biden. The only way I would vote for Biden is if somehow he is the Democratic candidate, which I do not think is going to happen. I do not think happen. But if it come down to Trump and Biden, then I would very, very, what's that thing? With prejudice, I would have to vote for Biden only because that's how strongly I'm against Trump. But
under protest, God, actually. Under protest, you would have voted for him. Yeah.
We will I still believe we will have other candidates from both parties that emerge. They're going to be better than what's being offered to us right now.
Well, Mike, and let me ruin your day. That's exactly what Anderson
said. Please do, Chris.
Because Anderson said, "Fuck Trump, I'm gonna vote for Biden. I don't want Trump," which says volumes. It says volume. It says that a man that has four fucking indictments right now in several states is the front runner for the Republican Party, and people think he's gonna win it when there's other eligible good candidates running for the same nomination as presidential candidate.
Yeah, because I will vote for Chris Christie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about voting for him.
I'm leaning that way too, Anderson. I'm leaning that way as well.
What you say, Sean?
Vote. It's the people's vote. The people get.
What do you mean by that, Sean? That sounds very cheesy.
No, it doesn't. If this is what our Constitution was made for, if Trump gets the nomination, he has a right to run. And who are we to say?
Well, of course, of course.
If there are enough people that vote for him, then there are enough people that believe in him. Whether we do or not is irrelevant.
Well, okay, but we're just simply saying that's always the case.
Look at here, Captain America. Okay, it's the people's choice. This guy's running around saying he won.
But we know that. We know what's right and we know what's wrong, but who am I to tell anybody else how they should vote? Because that guy's an idiot. Don't vote for him.
That's the reason for having a show, is to tell people what they need to know.
It's to inform people. It's not to tell them what to do, for sure. We know how good that works. Anyway, so back to this impeachment question you initially asked. I have a question for you guys. Do you think Kevin McCarthy came up with it by himself? Is this what Kevin wanted to do?
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
We all good. Know that.
Unfortunately, it's just more gamesmanship. You know, if one side he's in a weak position. He's a weak leader, and he's in a weak position, so he's having to cave in to various elements within the party to stay in power and to stay in position.
There was one certain senator that actually stated, and this was public knowledge, I've already decided I will not vote to fund the government unless we have passed an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden. So they're willing to shut down the government, which is for some of us.
Senator or congressman that said that?
Senator. No, congressman said that. Yeah, congressman said that one.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
There was Marjorie another Taylor one. Green. Yeah, there was another senator or somebody just today said they want to, they'll vote for keeping the government up as long as they take out funds for supporting Ukraine. And to me, it's like, dude, do a little bit of history here. Do a little bit of homework on why we're supporting Ukraine. I mean, some of the ultra left are acting like this is a bad thing to do.
Budapest Memorandum.
Ultra left is saying that this is a bad thing to do.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I said it wrong. Right. It would be toward the far right side or I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Or saying that, this is not where we need to be. And it's like, dude, if you don't take care of Russia now, man, you're going to have to take care of them later, and that's for darn sure.
The Budapest Memorandum in 1994, which England and Russia signed, said we would all support Ukraine borders and support them if anyone invaded them. And that was, we all signed it, UK, us, and Russia.
Yeah.
So that was a basic memorandum, but it was a treaty, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Well, okay, so we did. No. I was thinking about someone on my old show that would say a bunch of crazy shit about signing old things. But that's neither here nor there, man. Sorry, I got off topic. All right.
And one of the key concepts too, sorry, Chris, for interrupting, but one of the other key concepts I'd like for people to understand is, you know, yeah, I mean, you can point at going into Afghanistan, going into Iraq, and, you know, like, wow, Vietnam, however far back you want to go, you know, we get involved in this situation and look how bad it turns out. And yeah, it's true. But one of the things that's dramatically different to me that I think people need to understand is when we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, the majority of the people didn't seem to give a shit. It's not like all of a sudden they said, hey, we got somebody here to support us and we're going to make changes for good. They just kind of like, whatever. And then as soon as we pull out, whoosh, we're right back to the same old thing. But what's going on now in Ukraine is, man, these people are dying, literally fighting and dying for their freedom. That's what's happening. This is completely different than Iraq and Iran. Okay. That's what the world should be seeing. You know, they do not want to be overrun by a foreign country. They want their own borders and they're fighting themselves. They're dying for that right. They're not sitting back and going, oh, okay, yeah, we'll take American money. Sure. Yeah, give us your tanks. Give us all the weapons. And sure, oh, yeah, we're on your side. And then as soon as things start to weaken, whoosh, it's all gone. Yeah, that's not the way it's going in Ukraine. I'm sorry. That's the difference. It has to be seen by people.
Those are actually great points, man. I have to give you credit on that. You know, I want to tie it up. Just a little bit. I really wanted to talk about a cultural difference in a different country, but I'm going to save that. So this is the pilot show, ladies and gentlemen. This will be out, honestly, by this Friday. No bullshit. This will be out. The video will be out as well. I'm working on the YouTube channel. That's going to take longer. We will be back on. This is now September 18th. We'll be back on with a new show September 28th, where we will live stream. Okay. One thing I do want to say is I know a lot of it for those that are conservative listeners that listen to the previous show. I know you heard a lot of shit you didn't want to hear. But if you have a problem with it, instead of tuning us off, please volunteer to come and step in and talk on the show.
Tell us about those things we need to be working on. Tell us about the key issues that are that Americans really need to be focusing on right now. Don't even bring up Trump's name. I'd love to go back to this no Trump. Don't even mention him. Let's just forget that he even exists and start talking about key issues that American people really need to focus on if we're going to move forward as a country. How about talking about those things? That's what I'd love to have people talk about. Conservatives, I'd love to have people talk about that.
A platform. That's what you're saying, pretty much.
Well, just not a disagreement.
A place where you dodge understood. All the hot areas and actually focus on some meaningful improvements.
Yeah, fixing the problem. Yeah.
You're not just against. That, so many of our politicians, all they are is against. What do you stand for? But I'm against them. I guarantee you, I'm against them. Well, what do you stand for, though? That's where I think majority that's about what our politicians are doing nowadays. That's ridiculous. We need leaders to step up and say, hey, man, this is what we got to get done.
Our leaders are fucked, Mike. Our leaders are fucked. We need fresh new blood. We need to start from a grassroots something. And this is what this show is. It's kindling to start a fire, something grassroots. Again, to those conservatives, if you're afraid, oh, there's too many people, I will shut the fuck up and I will run the soundboard for the show. I will run your clips. I will run your points for you. I don't need to talk. But these other gentlemen, they're on the motherfucking show. You got to talk to them, you know? Seriously. Seriously. If you want to come on, this is too left, so do this. Come on. Come on. This is, it's called equality. Everybody's treated equal.
But come on to make change, not to just argue. Come on, let's come to an agreement on something. Let's
figure out what we can do.
Yeah, exactly what Mike said. Make it better, not just argue.
Okay. Thank you very much for...
The equality part, Kristen, my opinion is no more important than yours. It's not. Everybody's opinion is exactly equal. If we can come up with you come into the idea that, hey, you know what? I don't know any more than them. My opinion isn't more important than theirs. I just have some things I'd like to say. I'd like to get this stuff across because I think it's important to me. Then you'll automatically respect that, you know what? There might be people that don't agree with me. Hey, I want to hear it. I'd love to hear it.
So that's the land. That's the line in the sand. Okay. That's the line in the sand. I want you on. Okay. So thank you very much for joining us. Sorry, I unplugged my machine. Thank you very much for joining us on this episode of Equality. My name is Christopher Harris. We're here with Sean, Mike N, Mike S, and Anderson. This show will be up by the end of this week. We will be back on September 28th, where we will live stream on YouTube. Just look for, you're not going to know because I don't know what our channel name will be, if it's even eligible. But I'll let you know. At least we'll have our friends tune in on that day, and hopefully it'll spread then. Thank you so much. Anything you guys want to say to the audience before we go, guys?
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
We're going to leave it at open table conversations where nothing gets hidden. Your points are coming across.
That's actually really good. Yeah. I like that. Actually, I'm actually going to use that on the log line.